This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. South Korea's military said North Korea fired two more short-range ballistic missiles early Wednesday. It was Pyongyang's second launch in less than a week. Launch comes 6 days after North Korea's previous ballistic missile test, which it said was in response to South Korea's decision to purchase U.S. weapons and hold military drills with the United States. President Trump has not responded to the latest launch, but shrugged off North Korea's launches last week as short-range missiles that, in his words, many other countries test. A U.S. official told VOA they are aware of the reports of missile launch from North Korea and will continue to monitor the situation. Half of the Democratic presidential hopefuls began the first of two nights of debates Tuesday in Michigan. The AP's Tim McGuire reports how the candidates are trying to gain an advantage on their rivals.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, and national surveys of Democrats and some independents will be at center stage. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. More than 20 Hong Kong protesters are facing rioting charges, the most serious charge brought since the mass demonstrations began in the city last month. They're protesting China's influence in the city, a semi-autonomous Chinese territory with its own laws and legal system. One pro-democracy legislator says the legal challenges will not stop the movement.
Using these draconian rules will not heal Hong Kong, although they may have the backup from Beijing. But clearly, this kind of condition will only elevate the violence. Young people will only become more united. The origin of all the violence is Carrie Lam.
Lam, who is Hong Kong's chief executive, was the focus of much of the demonstrations until she declared that an extradition bill that would send people to China to be tried for crimes was dead. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for vacant properties where permanent facilities to house migrant children can be built. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump administration is looking for new sites to hold unaccompanied minors who have crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for potential sites in Central Florida, Virginia, and Los Angeles. The facilities would hold children under age 18 who entered the United States illegally without a parent or guardian. Earlier this month, HHS said it was scouting sites around Atlanta, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas. Conditions in existing migrant facilities have become a key issue in the 2020 presidential race, and there have been protests nationwide. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a security alert about security on small planes. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The warning is these planes could be vulnerable to hacking.
An attacker could hack an airplane if they had physical access to the wiring of that airplane. So they would have to be able to touch it.
Todd Beardsley's cybersecurity firm Rapid7 found an attacker could potentially disrupt electronic messages transmitted across a small plane's network.
I know now an attacker could attach a device to these aircraft and take kind of stealthy control.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a scenario where someone has unrestricted physical access to a plane is unlikely. But the report is also an important reminder to remain vigilant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. and Chinese officials began their 12th round of trade talks in Shanghai Wednesday. The talks follow a June agreement by President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to revive efforts to end the costly fight over China's technology ambitions and trade surplus. This is VOA News.